This episode is brought to you by IVP. It's hard to keep up with all the great books in the world. That's why IVP partners with Seminary Now, an on-demand, subscription-based educational platform for pastors and lay church leaders. These video courses and certification programs deliver exclusive biblical, theological, and practical ministry training from a diverse group of educators and leaders, including many of your favorite IVP authors. Sign up at seminarynow.com and use promo code IVP25. That's IVP25. To get 25% off your subscription. This is IVP. Listening to Get in the Word with Truth's Table. Your word is truth, your
word is life. Presented by InterVar City Press. Your word is truth, your word is life. A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwem. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Psalm 47. For the music director, by the Korahites, a psalm. All you nations, clap your hands. Shout out to God in celebration. For the Lord Most High is awe-inspiring. He is the great King who rules the whole earth. He subdued nations beneath us and countries under our feet. He picked out for us a special land to be a source of pride for Jacob, whom he loves. Selah. God has ascended his throne amid loud shouts. The Lord has ascended amid the blaring of ram's horns. Sing to God, sing. Sing to our King, sing, for God is King of the whole earth. Sing a well-written song. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The nobles of the nations assemble, along with the people of the God of Abraham. For God has authority over the rulers of the earth. He is highly exalted. Psalm 149. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. Praise him in the assembly of the godly. Let Israel rejoice in their Creator. Let the people of Zion delight in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing. Let them sing praises to him to the accompaniment of the tambourine and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He exalts the oppressed by delivering them. Let the godly rejoice because of their vindication. Let them shout for joy upon their beds. May the praises of God be in their mouths and a two-edged sword in their hands, in order to take revenge on the nations and punish foreigners. The godly bind their enemies' kings in chains and their nobles in iron shackles, and execute the judgment to which their enemies have been sentenced. All his loyal followers will be vindicated. Praise the Lord. Daniel chapter 7. Daniel has a vision of four animals coming up from the sea. In the first year of King Belshazzar of Babylon, Daniel had a dream filled with visions while he was lying on his bed. Then he wrote down the dream in summary fashion. Daniel explained, I was watching in my vision during the night as the four winds of the sky were staring up the great sea. Then four large beasts came up from the sea. They were different from one another. The first one was like a lion with eagle's wings. As I watched, its wings were pulled off and it was lifted up from the ground. It was made to stand on 2 feet like a human being, and a human mind was given to it. Then a second beast appeared like a bear. It was raised up on one side, and there were 3 ribs in its mouth between its teeth. It was told, get up and devour much flesh. After these things, as I was watching, another beast like a leopard appeared with 4 bird-like wings on its back. This beast had 4 heads, and ruling authority was given to it. After these things, as I was watching in the night visions, a fourth beast appeared, one dreadful, terrible, and very strong. It had two large rows of iron teeth. It devoured and crushed, and anything that was left, it trampled with its feet. It was different from all the beasts that came before it, and it had 10 horns. As I was contemplating the horns, another horn, a small one, came up between them, and three of the former horns were torn out by the roots to make room for it. This horn had eyes resembling human eyes and a mouth speaking arrogant things. While I was watching, thrones were set up, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His attire was white like snow. The hair of his head was like lamb's wool. His throne was ablaze with fire, and its wheels were all aflame. A river of fire was streaming forth and proceeding from his presence. Many thousands were ministering to him. Many tens of thousands stood ready to serve him. The court convened, and the books were opened. Then I kept on watching because of the arrogant words of the horn that was speaking. I was watching until the beast was killed and its body destroyed and thrown into the flaming fire. As for the rest of the beasts, their ruling authority had already been removed, though they were permitted to go on living for a time and a season. I was watching in the night visions, and with the clouds of the sky, one like a son of man was approaching. He went up to the Ancient of Days and was escorted before him. To him was given ruling authority, honor, and sovereignty. All peoples, nations, and language groups were serving him. His authority is eternal and will not pass away. His kingdom will not be destroyed. An angel interprets Daniel's vision. As for me, Daniel, my spirit was distressed, and the visions of my mind were alarming me. I approached one of those standing nearby and asked him about the meaning of all this. So he spoke with me and revealed to me the interpretation of the vision. These large beasts, which are four in number, represent four kings who will arise from the earth. The holy ones of the Most High will receive the kingdom and will take possession of the kingdom forever and ever. Then I wanted to know the meaning of the fourth beast, which was different from all the others. It was very dreadful, with two rows of iron teeth and bronze claws, and it devoured, crushed, and trampled anything that was left with its feet. I also wanted to know the meaning of the 10 horns on its head and of that other horn that came up and before which three others fell. This was the horn that had eyes and a mouth, speaking arrogant things, whose appearance was more formidable than the others. While I was watching, the horn began to wage war against the holy ones and was defeating them, until the Ancient of Days arrived and judgment was rendered in favor of the holy ones of the Most High. Then the time came for the holy ones to take possession of the kingdom. This is what he told me. The fourth beast means that there will be a fourth kingdom on earth that will differ from all the other kingdoms. It will devour all the earth and will trample and crush it. The 10 horns mean that 10 kings will arise from that kingdom. Another king will arise after them, but he will be different from the earlier ones. He will humiliate 3 kings. He will speak words against the Most High. He will harass the holy ones of the Most High continually. His intention will be to change times established by law. The holy ones will be delivered into his hand for a time, times, and half a time. But the court will convene, and his ruling authority will be removed, destroyed, and abolished forever. Then the kingdom, authority, and greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven will be delivered to the people of the holy ones of the Most High. His kingdom is an eternal kingdom. All authorities will serve him and obey him. This is the conclusion of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my thoughts troubled me greatly, and the color drained from my face. But I kept the matter to myself. Your word is true. New Testament reading, Revelation chapter 19 through Revelation chapter 20. Chapter 19. After these things, I heard what sounded like the loud voice of a vast throng in heaven, saying, "Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God, because his judgments are true and just, for he has judged the great prostitute who corrupted the earth with her sexual immorality, and has avenged the blood of his servants, poured out by her own hands." Then a second time the crowd shouted, "Hallelujah! The smoke rises from her forever and ever. the 24 elders and the four living creatures threw themselves to the ground and worshiped God, who was seated on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah. Then a voice came from the throne saying, Praise our God, all you his servants, and all you who fear him, both the small and the great. The wedding celebration of the Lamb. Then I heard what sounded like the voice of a vast throng, like the roar of many waters, and like loud crashes of thunder. They were shouting, Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the all-powerful, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give him glory, because the wedding celebration of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. She was permitted to be dressed in bright, clean, fine linen, for the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints. Then the angel said to me, Write the following. Blessed are those who are invited to the banquet at the wedding celebration of the Lamb. He also said to me, These are the true words of God. So I threw myself down at his feet to worship him. But he said, Do not do this. I am only a fellow servant with you and your brothers and sisters who hold to the testimony about Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony about Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. The Son of God goes to war. Then I saw heaven opened, and here came a white horse. The one riding it was called Faithful and True. And with justice he judges and goes to war. His eyes are like a fiery flame, and there are many diadem crowns on his head. He has a name written that no one knows except himself. He is dressed in clothing dipped in blood, and he is called the Word of God. The armies that are in heaven, dressed in white, clean, fine linen, were following him on white horses. From his mouth extends a sharp sword, so that with it he can strike the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. And he stomps the winepress of the furious wrath of God, the all-powerful. He has a name written on his clothing and on his thigh, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then I saw one angel standing in the sun, and he shouted in a loud voice to all the birds flying high in the sky, Come, gather around for the great banquet of God. To eat your fill of the flesh of kings, the flesh of generals, the flesh of powerful people, the flesh of horses and those who ride them, and the flesh of all people, both free and slave, and small and great. Then I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies assembled to do battle with the one who rode the horse and with his army. Now the beast was seized, and along with him the false prophet who had performed the signs on his behalf. Signs by which he deceived those who had received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. Both of them were thrown alive into the lake of fire, burning with sulfur. The others were killed by the sword that extended from the mouth of the one who rode the horse. And all the birds gorged themselves with their flesh. Chapter 20. The Thousand-Year Reign. Then I saw an angel descending from heaven, holding in his hand the key to the abyss and a huge chain. He seized the dragon, the ancient serpent, who is the devil and Satan, and tied him up for 1,000 years. The angel then threw himself into the abyss and locked and sealed it, so that he could not deceive the nations until the 1,000 years were finished. After these things, he must be released for a brief period of time. Then I saw thrones, and seated on them were those who had been given authority to judge. I also saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of the testimony about Jesus and because of the word of God. These had not worshipped the beast or his image and had refused to receive his mark on their forehead or hand. They came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is the one who takes part in the first resurrection. The second death has no power over them. But they will be priests of God and of Christ, and they will reign with him for 1,000 years. Satan's final defeat. Now, when 1,000 years are finished, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations at the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to bring them together for battle. They are as numerous as the grains of sand in the sea. They went up on the broad plain of the earth and encircled the camp of the saints and the beloved city. But fire came down from heaven and devoured them completely. And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet are too. And they will be tormented there day and night, forever and ever. The Great White Throne. Then I saw a large white throne and the one who was seated on it. The earth and the heaven fled from his presence, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne. Then books were opened, and another book was opened, the book of life. So the dead were judged by what was written in the books according to their deeds. The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them. And each one was judged according to his deeds. Then death and Hades was thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, that person was thrown into the lake of fire. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Gracious and holy and just God, we thank you, O Lord, for your word today. We thank you, O God, for life and life abundantly in you. We thank you, O Lord, that your word, it stirs us up. It causes us to think and to reflect, O Lord. We are mindful that you are a God who is just and that judgment belongs to you, that you will one day judge the living and the dead, that you, sovereign and holy and righteous God, have such power and authority. And because you, in and of yourself, represent goodness and truth and justice, mercy, holiness, and compassion, you alone have the ability to determine our next reality. You, O Lord, hold the book of life. And we thank you for the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, O God, that Jesus Christ, that in him we have life and we have life abundantly. We have life and we have life abundantly and life eternally because of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, so often we fear things that you have set us free from. And right now, O Lord, I thank you for setting us free from the fear of death, for even setting us free of the fear of judgment. For it is right for you to judge, but you have already given to us the greatest sacrifice that will cover us even in times of judgment. I thank you, O God, that for those who are found in Christ, for those whose name is written in the Lamb's book of life, for those who are covered by your grace, for those who know that they are sinners who need your forgiveness, who need your transformation, who live lives in awareness of such, O God, we will find ourselves judged to have been guilty against God, but pardoned through the grace and life and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we praise you now in anticipation of that pardon that has been given to us. We praise you now, knowing that we are indeed no better than anyone else, but you have poured out your grace. And we pray, O God, that your grace would be poured out in this world for our neighbors, for our families, for our friends, and even for our enemies. Pour out your grace. Salvation belongs to you, O God, alone. Salvation belongs to the thrice holy and just God alone. And so we beseech your throne on behalf of our neighbors, on behalf of our family members, on behalf of even our enemies, that you would do what only you can do. Set the captives free from their own self-delusion and sin. Set us free from the bondage of sin and idolatry. Set us free to be people who love, who were made to love and love deeply and truly and sacrificially. We thank you, O God, for your word, for the mystery of it, and even the complexity of it. We thank you, O Lord, for all the various genres that your scripture brings to us. It's poetic and apocalyptic and historical genres before us. God, we thank you that you sharpen our minds even through the reading of your word. And it is not lost on me that even for my very own ancestors, the only book that they could get to was your holy scripture. And as I reflect on our reading day by day, I think about the intricacies and the complexities of your holy word. I think about the way that your word tells humans what they are and how precious they are to you. I thank you, O God, for my ancestors and their legacy of holding to your scripture, of hiding your word in their hearts. And I pray now for those who cannot freely read your word out loud, for those who struggle to understand your word, for those who've had your word manipulated and misused against them. I pray, O God, that your spirit, your Holy Spirit, would prevail and that your very words would get to their very heart according to your divine will. That no oppression, persecution, bigotry, no limitations of even our own thinking, O God, will separate us from your truth and will separate us from the love that you have for us in the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for your divine will to deliver your people and to make us anew. And we thank you, O God, for our names being written in your precious book of life. It is in Christ's name that we pray. Amen and amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth's Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag Truth's Table.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
God's got something to say.